Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Pony Express.
The crowd was somewhat subdued, and well, how do you get it turned around? Baker Mayfield, after the Browns had their inter-squad scrimmage today, he's taking in the ball game tonight. They just showed Baker on the Jumbotron, and can we say it? He shotgunned a beer, and the fans loved it.
He may have shotgunned that beer quicker than any touchdown pass that he has thrown or will throw. That was impressive.
And then got up and got the crowd all riled up, wearing a Lindor jersey.
How lucky are we in this town to have a Baker Mayfield?
There you go. Indians broadcasters on radio, Tom Hamilton, Jim Rosenhaus last night. Baker Mayfield, he's already won Cleveland a game this year. The Indians rallied for five runs after he bit into, I think it was a Coors Light can, and shotgunned a beer on the Indians Jumbotron last night. So that's where we'll start. A little hair of the dog this morning on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express, coast to coast. CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com. The radio.com app, radio.com/sports. There are all kinds of places to listen, SiriusXM, Channel 206, wherever you are, whether listening digitally or on an AM/FM radio. I appreciate you tuning in today. How about Jim Rosenhaus there, unsure if he can say on the Indians radio broadcast, if he can inform his listener that Baker Mayfield just chugged a beer, as if that was going to push the envelope so far that he was nervous that there was going to be, what, pushback from Indians brass, or there were going to be angry Clevelanders who heard that and were appalled and had to cover their kids' ears, earmuff them, because they didn't want to, they don't want young ones or kids to get the wrong impression that the franchise quarterback likes to have a little fun at a baseball game. And look, we can kind of laugh at this, which is what you heard on that Indians broadcast last night. Make it out to be an innocuous thing. A guy in his young 20s who's a celebrity in town goes to a game and he drinks a beer, which is what most men probably in their early to mid-20s do when they go to sporting events. But I do think there is a bigger conversation here about Baker Mayfield. And I think this this fun last night, I was going to say incident, but I don't want to blow it out of proportion and make it sound like it was something that had everybody aghast or offended. Baker Mayfield chugging a beer at an Indians game on a Jumbotron, I think feeds a narrative. I think it feeds into some of the things that we've heard about Baker Mayfield, the negative connotations that have followed this guy around since his days at Oklahoma. And frankly, you know, perception can be reality, and the more things get said about a person, there can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. People start to believe it. The person who's being criticized can actually start to believe it. So I do think that what you saw last night, because this video has gone absolutely viral on social media, and people in Cleveland, I would assume, not being there, are probably, you know, eating it up by the spoonful. They're probably chopping it up by the gram. They're so excited what Baker Mayfield has done. Really, anything the guy does there is going to be a story. He's got like a Midas touch. Everything he touches turns to gold in Cleveland right now. But I do think there are warning signs here with this guy. And I if it was just one night of like drinking a beer in less than 3 seconds, I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. But I would be nervous as a Browns fan that, given the composition of this Cleveland team, that Baker Mayfield, we are going to learn in short order here, might not be mature enough to handle the responsibility of being a franchise quarterback with the lack of support system and structure that exists with the Browns. There are other franchises that have a winning tradition, that have great leadership that trickles down from the very top with ownership, whether it's the Rooney family in Pittsburgh, Robert Kraft in New England. I'm still going to say Robert Kraft even after the Orchids of Asia incident. Robert Kraft in New England. I'd even say the Mara family in New York, although the last few years make that a little bit debatable. So you have, I think even Jeffrey Lurie in Philadelphia is a quality owner, and it starts there, and it trickles down into the front office, into the coaching staff, and then into the locker room. And we know that it doesn't work that way in Cleveland, that the owner, Jimmy Haslam, a quick Google search on him will show you that he's pretty much an incompetent individual, that some of his business dealings lately are unscrupulous, and the way he's meddled with the Browns certainly opens him up to a lot of criticism from people like me who are going to grade him on his football acumen. So you don't have great ownership in Cleveland. You've had a revolving door of coaches. You've had a merry-go-round at quarterback. And Baker Mayfield is supposed to be this messianic figure who steps in there and just changes all of that and makes the owner better and makes the coaching staff better and makes the people in the locker room better. And then I see him go last night to this Indians game and act like a kid that's still in college or just got out of college. And if Baker Mayfield wasn't the number one pick in the draft with all eyes on him, then, all right, that's what most 24, 25-year-old people do when they go out for a Saturday night. They pregame. They drink more beer maybe than they should. They act kind of obnoxiously. And that's the bar that's been set for people that are in their early to mid-20s in 2019. So in that respect, Baker Mayfield is no different than the average or the typical 25-year-old male. But he's not that because a lot more responsibility and money, and there's a huge expectation on him this year. And yes, I know he's not the first quarterback to go to a football game or baseball game this year and chug a beer, or any sporting event this year and chug a beer. We've seen Mitch Trubisky do it at a White Sox game. Matthew Stafford did it because Aaron Rodgers got forced to do it at a Bucks game. If I'm Baker Mayfield, though, I don't think I want to get lumped in with the Mitch Trubisky's and Matthew Stafford's of the world. The bar or the expectation for Mayfield is more than that this year. You'd never see Russell Wilson at a Mariners game bite into a can of beer and drink it in 3 seconds. You wouldn't see Andrew Luck go to a Cubs game and do that. Baker Mayfield has been asked, I think, to corral and keep composure and calm over what might be the most combustible locker room in the NFL, other than maybe Oakland. You've got Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry, two very high-strung wide receivers. Kareem Hunt is going to step in 8 weeks into the season with a lot of baggage and a lot of eyes and a lot of media attention. And Mayfield's job is to keep that place kind of calm. And that's not his personality. Like, we know that he is brash and he's confident and he's cocksure and he's full of himself and he believes in himself and he doesn't mask it or hide it. What you see is what you get. And there's an honesty there. But I don't think that that always translates to greatness. I don't think that having a quarterback who projects himself and carries himself that way is a great thing. Who's like that? Give me the NFL quarterbacks that have had great success who carry themselves and act like Baker Mayfield. Maybe he's good enough to break the mold, and he kind of is so stunningly good that the kind of milquetoast, politically correct, cliche, CEO-type quarterback stops being the standard, and Mayfield, Baker makes it, like, acceptable or okay to kind of step out there and be a bigger personality as a quarterback. But that's not how teams usually like their star quarterback to act and conduct themselves. Like, I know it's just chugging a beer at a game, but something tells me that if John Dorsey or Jimmy Haslam or his wife saw that they would not be enamored with Baker Mayfield getting that kind of attention. So I want to see where this goes with him this year. It's one thing when you're a rookie and you're stepping into a situation where, honestly, you couldn't do worse in Cleveland. They were 0-16 the year before. Hugh Jackson was a total nincompoop. Like, when Mayfield replaced Tyrod Taylor, they couldn't go down. They couldn't go backwards. They had reached rock bottom. And so there was not a lot of pressure on Mayfield last year. And I would say what little pressure that was heaped upon him, he handled it well. He did okay. I mean, I can't ignore facts. He set a rookie touchdown record last year. But we don't allow people to just have one great song or one great book or one great movie or one great season. We always ask, what do you have next? What's up your sleeve? What is your encore? What is your next move? Baker Mayfield can't just regurgitate 2018. He's got to be way better than that. So he had 28 touchdowns last year. I think he's got to throw more than 40 touchdowns this season. He should. All I hear about is how they've got the best skill player talent in the league. They've got the best 1-2 receiving punch. They might have the best 1-2 running back punch once Kareem Hunt gets healthy. Njoku's a freak at tight end. Their offensive line is adequate. There's no excuse. He's got his offensive coordinator as his head coach. If Patrick Mahomes can throw 50 touchdowns in year two without starting, having to watch Alex Smith the whole time, with only like one game of experience, and with even good but not great talent around him, if Mahomes can throw 50, and he was what, the 11th pick in the draft 2 years ago? Then why can't the number one pick, Heisman Trophy winner, 28 touchdown passes? The expectation for Mayfield should be at least 40 touchdowns this year. And as far as a Browns win record goes, it should be double digits. Anything less than 10 wins from Baker Mayfield, I think, is a disappointment. Jared Goff went to the playoffs in his second season after starting 0-7 because he got a coach to help him, Sean McVay. Mitch Trubisky, the Bears won 11 games last year. Trubisky made a jump from his rookie year to his second year because Matt Nagy replaced John Fox. If Mitch Trubisky's going to the playoffs in year two, if Jared Goff is going to the playoffs in year two, then Baker Mayfield has to go to the playoffs in year two. But I'm concerned about his temperament and the way he carries himself. And it's not just drinking a Coors Light at a game. It's calling out wide receivers on the field and thinking that's a good idea. It's putting his hand in Duke Johnson's wallet and saying, no, man, you've got a contract. Honor it. Taking the team side and not the player's side. Not keeping his mouth shut. It's attacking talk show hosts and people who disagree with him. Which, again, hey, it's your world. Do what you want. Your prerogative. If you don't like slights or you think people are making things up, you can go ahead and challenge them. But that also is going to reveal you as thin-skinned. So I don't think chugging a beer at a baseball game is the kind of behavior you want to see from a franchise quarterback. And before you stop and say, well, Aaron Rodgers tried to like drink one at a Bucks game, he was pretty much coerced and forced into it by one of his wild man offensive linemen. So I want to get your take here to start. It was fun. It made me laugh, but everything's kumbaya and cute when the Browns went 7-8-1 last year and it's the middle of the summer. But it won't be so funny and it won't be so entertaining if the Browns even stub their toe at all to start this season. You think if the Browns got beat by the Titans in week one and Baker Mayfield was at an Indians game in September and did the same thing, he'd get the same reaction? I want to get your thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Maybe you think I'm being too tough on Baker Mayfield, or maybe you share the same kind of concerns. That we've got a very conceited, cocky, confident quarterback who is going to live his life and say what he wants and do what he wants within reason. It's not like he's getting in any kind of criminal trouble. But Baker Mayfield puts himself on Front Street, puts himself out there more than most franchise quarterbacks. And he walked the walk to back up the talk in year one, but the expectations and the pressure in year two are exponentially greater than they were in the first year. And you can act like this if you back it up with your play. I'm just concerned that Mayfield doesn't have the temperament to handle everything. And let's see what he looks like when there's even the slightest bit of adversity. Because honestly, in college or the pros, he hasn't really faced that yet. It's been all positive vibes. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Baker Mayfield is a franchise quarterback. Maybe you think he's destined for greatness. We had a Hall of Fame ceremony last night. Maybe you think that's where Baker Mayfield's going to end up 20 years from now, 25 years from now. I don't, but you might think otherwise. And that maybe he's just the modern quarterback, a guy that likes to have fun, have a few laughs, enjoy himself, and that's going to be the new norm. Who knows? 855-212-4CBS. Want to get your thoughts there. A lot to talk about. Speaking of former faces of Cleveland, we've got LeBron James getting mad at his old GM. We've got the pass interference new rule coming into effect. Amari Cooper talking about his contract extension. A lot to do on the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express.
And the toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Do you have any problem with Baker Mayfield going to the Indians game last night on the Jumbotron as soon as he figures out, realizes that all eyes are on him, has a buddy throw him a beer, bites into it, chugs it, goes nuts? Baker Mayfield always needs to be the center of attention. Like, I don't have any kind of moral issue with a man in his mid-20s drinking a beer at a game. I think it's questionable behavior by a franchise quarterback, especially one that you need, given that locker room in Cleveland, to probably be wise and mature beyond his years. You've got a head coach in Freddie Kitchens whose resume as an NFL coach is, what, 9 games as offensive coordinator? 9 games as offensive coordinator, and that's like it. So if Baker Mayfield was your team's quarterback, how would you feel about it? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Conrad in Milwaukee. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Conrad.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So sure. I guess I'd have to say this. If the Brewers were worth a crap back in the mid-90s, I guarantee you Brett Favre and Chimura probably would have been down at County Stadium doing the same thing. And with the whole I'm just going to spin this right into this. Spring training, Baker Mayfield was out in Arizona meeting with Christian Yelich because he knew Christian Yelich was the MVP of the league, and he wanted to be around that. And I know that because I was there and I seen it and I got a kick out of it. And I thought, oh, Baker Mayfield's all in Brewers gear because he wanted to know what a league MVP is supposed to be like. And I believe the whole theme there is like that team stayed really loose as they made a push for the World Series last year, didn't get there. I say all this that, you know, it seems like we are just so determined to keep this team in the headlines, and it's easy to talk about the Cleveland Browns, especially ramping up to a season that's just weeks away from starting, and we're all going to find out what's going to go on. I'd love to hear you and Jim Rome go back and forth, because Jim Rome's already got them basically in the Super Bowl. So I'd just like to hear little bit.
You don't.
More
you don't. You don't think there's any. You don't think we should ever question whether or not a quarterback has the personality to run a room and run a team.
But what does it mean in 2019? It's not. This is where we are. It is everything goes. There's throw it
right,
the ball,
and but, right, but guess what? Some teams that are void of that kind of leadership and are high on talent don't win.
But we don't know yet.
Well, right. We don't know about any team.
Right.
So if we're gonna start every conversation with that kind of like preface to it or that kind of qualifier, we don't know, then we're not gonna be left with much to talk about.
That's because true, because it's really right. fun to talk about. It's fun to talk about the Cleveland Browns because we never used to talk about the Cleveland Browns. Oh, wait, yes, we did, because they never won. And they always got talked about, even when they couldn't win a game.
So you don't think that it's unusual that a quarterback is as public and as conceited as Baker Mayfield? You don't think
but
that that's
you,
unusual
you're
at all?
That, now you're saying the word conceited.
Right.
And I believe that's more of like a personal.
No, it's
like,
not. I can give you examples when he rips Hugh Jackson, when he talks about the kid at Texas that they kept on scholarship over him, and he's like, this guy stunk. He was terrible. I was so much better than him.
Was
like he was, but he measures himself.
So it's like, so you've got this guy that's full of confidence.
Right.
And it's 2019.
Okay, look up the word conceited in the dictionary. That's what I'm saying. He is not shy about telling you how good he is and how confident he is in himself.
I'm not trying to put this guy in the Hall of Fame. I am not. But I really, truly believe that he does have some serious talent. And this is...
No doubt about it. But he puts himself... There's a reason why coaches for 100 years have talked about not giving other teams bulletin board material. Because they believe, coaches believe, when the talent gap is very small, if you give any person or team extra motivation to beat you, that might make the difference. And this guy does it all the time. He does it all the time.
The chip on Aaron Rodgers' shoulder is the same as that aspect to Baker Mayfield.
Sure.
And they need it. They need that to be who they are. Because if you don't have that, then you're not going to be able to break that rookie season touchdown record. Buddy, I thank you. I got to get going.
I don't really agree with that. I mean, if you have Andrew Luck's personality, that wouldn't work in Cleveland. Like the point there is because the Browns have done so much losing, they need somebody like who's going to fake it till he makes it kind of thing. And like the talk, like they need somebody to talk confidently because they need to hear it to believe it. You might say that the way Baker Mayfield, what he does, how he does it, what he says, has no translation or bearing on what happens between the white lines. That, if you believe that, that what gets said is completely irrelevant, okay, fine. What to me is irrefutable is that Baker Mayfield does not act like the typical franchise quarterback. Most franchise quarterbacks are boring. They try to walk a straight line in the straight and narrow. They don't rock the boat at all. They let their play do the talking. They're very measured in what they say. They don't want to speak in sound bites. They don't want to have something that they either said or did come back and make it into this kind of platform or space. And Baker Mayfield has walked in and said, the heck with that. This is who I am. I'm not going to tone it down. I'm not going to scale it back. I'm going to be brash. I'm going to be loud. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to have fun. And I'm telling you, that's just not what most quarterbacks do. He looks immature for a franchise quarterback. Not for a 24, 25-year-old, but for a franchise quarterback. And he also loves the spotlight. And I don't think that can be dismissed or I don't think that can be argued either. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. So first guy up says, because Baker Mayfield went and hung out with Christian Yelich in spring training, he's actually destined to be a great leader, for whatever that's worth. Get your thoughts in here, too. As we are a few days away from the real start of the preseason with the Hall of Fame game behind us and a controversial pass interference replay decision that got made. We'll debate that as well. I'm Andrew Filippone. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. That's the name of the show.
This is the Pony Express.
We're talking about Baker Mayfield last night at an Indians game, chugging a beer. Mitch Trubisky did it at a White Sox game, rave reviews. Aaron Rodgers, not so much. He was coaxed into it by David Bakhtiari. And then Matthew Stafford saw that, and he was out to dinner with his wife, and he, like, pounded one back. And Baker Mayfield does it, and the way he does it, they put him on the Jumbotron, and he, like, wants that spotlight and that center of attention. And what I'm trying to say here with this, and maybe people are so dug in on Baker Mayfield and he's so polarizing that if there's any nuance to a point, it gets lost. I'm not judging Baker Mayfield the person by saying I think it's a bad look. I'm judging the franchise quarterback. And so I see that and I wonder, is he the type of quarterback that when things go haywire with Odell Beckham Jr., is Baker Mayfield really the type of calming personality to hone in Odell Beckham Jr. and keep him focused and engaged? And that responsibility has to fall on Baker Mayfield, because I don't think there are many other trustworthy leaders inside the Browns organization. The head coach is a coaching neophyte. The owner's a boob. The GM just loves high-risk players with a lot of talent, and he doesn't care about the character stuff and intangible stuff. So Baker Mayfield, he chugs a beer. It's funny. Let's laugh at it. Well, okay. Right now, there's a honeymoon period with Baker Mayfield because he lived up to the hype in year one. But I don't think little things like last night are good omens. Like, yep, there's the mature, very sort of coy, smart person who's going to be able to troubleshoot all of the obstacles the Browns have in front of them this year. And there will be many, because they have put a giant target and bullseye on themselves this year. And it takes special teams and special players to live up to that hype. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Next hour, should the Cowboys pay Amari Cooper like one of the best wide receivers in the NFL? Here is Matt in Philly. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, so let me start this out by saying I am a fan of yours. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm Philly across the board. I'm not calling to stick up for Baker Mayfield. Okay. But I really can't believe we're talking about this, man. You know, he's a kid. Remember, he's a kid, and he's got a lot of swag.
But he's not given kid responsibilities this year, man.
But you know what? And I'm not comparing the two at all, but a lot of people compare these two players together. Brett Favre was not exactly an angel either. Okay. Brett Favre loved the attention. Okay. Brett Favre, his problems are well documented. The kid is out at an Indians game. The Indians are right there for a playoff. It's the seventh inning stretch. They put the Jumbotron on Baker Mayfield to get the crowd hyped up, because that's all it was.
But did you ever feel like Brett Favre was an attention magnet, where he was going to do well? He might try to make superhero plays on the field that would make him the hero of the game or the star of the game. But I don't remember Brett Favre ripping teammates or calling out teammates or doing things off the field to get himself noticed. I mean, he was in there Something About Mary. I guess he had like a Hollywood cameo. I think Brett Favre had that gunslinger kind of frat boy shoot from the hip. I'm not the most sophisticated guy. Put me in a pair of Wranglers and give me a six-pack of beer and I'm good. Like, he had some of that down-home country. I'm not winning games because of my high football IQ. I'm just really good at thinking on my feet in games and kind of pulling rabbits out of my hat sort of deal. And so Baker gets compared to that. And, like, so people bring up Favre as a comparison. And, like, I don't know if you put Brett Favre in this kind of media bubble where your life is being monitored practically 24/7 because of social media. I'm not sure Brett Favre has the same type of storybook or Hollywood career in this era of football. I'm not sure Namath does. Most of the star quarterbacks seem to eschew or get away from off-the-field kind of moments where it's a look-at-me kind of deal. And I think that's because head coaches and quarterbacks need to have these very close relationships where the quarterback is the extension of the head coach, and the head coach doesn't want extra drama and extra attention on the team or on the star player. And that's probably why most quarterbacks keep very low profiles. But I think Baker Mayfield is rebelling against that. And, you know, so far, it's worked. He was an incredible college player. He was the number one pick in the draft, and he had great success in his first year in Cleveland. But I just believe this will be his biggest challenge this year, yet. And the way he's going about doing it is that he's not reading out of the handbook. He's not reading out of the manual. He's doing it his own way. The Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. John is in Nebraska. He's on the air. Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
And anytime.
I'm a Husker fan, so that's bad, and I'm defending an Oklahoma.
Well, why can't they bounce back this year? Why not? Why can't
they win
that West?
Well, because they have a coach now that was a brash quarterback and very confident, and an earlier caller said conceded when he won. I kind of have been agreeing with most of the themes of your other callers. I mean, obviously, his career will play out. There's been some Hall of Famers that have had similar, Jim McMahon from the Bears. You mentioned Namath already, which was 50 years ago. But, you know, Jim McMahon, I mean, he got in everybody's face. He was a partier. He had Roselle on his headband. He was a winner. And then, you know,
He was a winner because he had the greatest defense in NFL history. And if you give a lot of quarterbacks that kind of defense, they're going to win, regardless of how wild they are.
Well, I'm going to say Elway wasn't wild, but he was very consistent. seated and, you know, didn't want to play for the Colts and would get in people's faces too. But so, you know, I think those are the guys. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But, you know, and then there's guys who didn't win Super Bowls that were kind of like that. Phillip Rivers and, you know, Dan Marino were guys that would really get in people's faces and try to talk to
them. All right, well, that's a little bit different. Like the hyper-competitive people who are established, who are great, who challenge people on the field, that's a totally different situation. And with, like, Dan Marino, he didn't have to play with a personality like Odell Beckham Jr. Irving Fryer wasn't a diva wide receiver. John Elway had Ed McCaffrey. Ed McCaffrey was not a diva wide receiver. It is really, really difficult to keep those types of wide receivers in check. And if Baker Mayfield had, I'm trying to think of a couple of star receivers who are fairly anonymous, who don't run. If Baker Mayfield had DeAndre Hopkins or Julio Jones as his wide receivers, and he had a established winning NFL head coach and a winning culture, and he went out and kind of acted like he was still in college, if he was still in a frat and he was still like hanging out with his buddies and doing wild things, like, okay. You know, he'll calm down, he'll mature, and things will be all right. Like, the people, the personalities around him will force him to reform and grow up. But that's not the situation in Cleveland. I think Cleveland needs a steady hand. They need somebody who's confident, no doubt. They need somebody that will allow for the people on that team to buy in. But I don't think the Browns need extra drama. I don't think they need people who are welcoming criticism and are giving teams a reason to put an even bigger bullseye on their back. All right. Next hour, Amari Cooper wants paid. He's kind of the Ringo Starr of the Cowboys right now. Should they pay him? We'll discuss it next. The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.